In the early days, a lot of cowboys were educated young men from back east that either came out here for adventure or their folks was ashamed of them and run them off. But pretty near all cowboys used to be gentlemen.
Sweet.
As far as being dirty, of course they were dirty when they was working, but they always tried to get cleaned up and act respectable when they had a chance.
Right.
Now these young fellows want to be as nasty and stinking as they know how.
Oh dear. What is man's best friend?
His wife, if she's nice.
But is there an animal?
Dog.
What do you call a dog that is a mixed breed?
Chow, I guess.
Chow?
I guess. I don't know.
Huh. I've not heard that definition.
I think they use chow for a breed, too, but I'm not sure. I don't know. We all just call them a dog.
What do you call an orphaned calf?
Well, some places call them a lepi, but I think the Spanish got another name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call them dogies, but the actual name for a dogie is a kind of a ill-bred, scrub animal to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people call orphans dogies and stuff like that. It depends on what part of the country you're in.
Hmm.
Go to Nevada, and they got all different names for stuff out there. And of course, a lot of people in Nevada, where I was, there was three classes of people out there. There was Germans and Italians. There was about two-thirds of the population, and the rest was made up of Indians and other people. Hell of a lot of those Bascos out there.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada, I think, is about three-fourths Basco anyway.
My goodness.
Of course, now since they're subdivided, hell, you can find everything out there. At the time I was out there about 4 years ago, subdivision wasn't very popular and there wasn't that much stuff going on. These ranches were still kind of intact.
Mm-hmm.
Population was... Well, when I first went to Las Vegas, that didn't amount to a hell of a lot, only on Saturday nights. There wasn't much there. And then Friday, here'd come California. And now Las Vegas is much bigger than Reno.
Yeah.
And all foreigners from some other state. You know, I was in Arizona 3 years before I ever met anyone born in Arizona.
Oh my goodness. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, just for instance, I've been in Colorado all my life, but I wasn't born here. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yep. I was down there 3 years before I ever met anyone born in Arizona.
What do you call an orphaned horse?
I don't know. Just a little orphan, I guess.
An orphaned pig and lamb? Okay. When you were a kid and you would go out in the field, you'd always have to make sure that you didn't step in something. What would you call that?
Cow pies, it is.
Does it have a... Did you ever call it anything else?
Us guys didn't dare.
Why not? Why didn't you dare?
Oh, Mother, she didn't go for any kind of language that wasn't fit to use at the table.
Yeah. What are some different kinds of wild horses?
Mustangs is all I know.
Really? Do you ever find any Mustangs around here? Or?
Around Rainsley and out in that country, there's wild horses. I don't know whether they're